Hello, I'm Kalen Washington.
And I'm Kevin Medeiros.
Today we're going to talk about education and the reason that different groups of people and different areas of people have different views on education.
We'll also have guest speakers to give you their personal experience of how themselves and people in their community viewed education.
I'm from Imperial Beach, California, and went to Mar Vista High School. In this neighborhood, there's a lot of different perspectives on education, and the reason that this comes is because of different education perspectives from the adults in those neighborhoods. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how these develop.
I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii, and I grew up on the Kona side and went to a public high school. Throughout my years of K-12, education was the most important thing pushed on me, but this wasn't the same for others that I grew up with. From the close group of friends that I had, only 2 out of 10 of us went on to college. The others started working right away. Culture back home is very family-oriented, and some people don't even think of going to college. The mindset is to work and help the family financially. But for me, college wasn't a choice, it was mandatory. My parents had already made a choice for me once I got into high school, so I think that kids are heavily influenced by their family's opinions / perspectives on education.
Starting off with some background information, we're going to talk about what exactly we're talking about when it comes to perspectives on education and how these things start to brew. In a study of high school principals, they were asked what were seen as factors in the school that were very important. And these things didn't include shared mission statements and goals. And I think this is very important because when you're a student and you're going to school just because your parents tell you to and other adults tell you that it's important, you don't really understand how it can affect your life in the future. And I think that's what the problem really starts at, because people believe that they're going to school for no reason. And when they end up going to school for no reason, they don't strive to become the best in school, and they don't try to use it as a puzzle piece in order to get a better life later. So I think going off this, that we can see the different perspectives on education that start. Because if one parent says that when they went to school and never improved their life and never did anything for them, how are the kids going to expect to learn something from school as well? Because if your parents didn't learn anything, why would you? So I think that's where it all starts. And kids that have parents that went to college and see education as very important, you're going to notice that the kids are going to take it a little bit more serious because they see that it helped their parents and their parents take it seriously. So I think that's why we need to start viewing education the same in all areas. And I think that's where we see the inequality in education. So this results in a child inheriting perspectives on education. And wherever you have the branches of education, or wherever the roots of education in your family are from, that's where you're going to branch off to.
And I totally agree with that. But another problem with perspectives on education in school is the way that it's perceived through social contexts, especially TV. Typically in TV shows, there are 2 types of characters: characters who are smart and characters who are cool. But usually there is not a character that is both. This is making it cool not to be good at school. So even when a kid is smart, it gives them a chance to pretend that they aren't in order to seem cool. For kids who don't have parents or people at home to push them to be successful in the classroom and promote education as cool or important, they go with their perspectives they find somewhere else. This again is more popular in the child has parents or a parent that is rarely home and can't help their child see what is important, specifically in low-income houses or high-poverty neighborhoods. So today we're going to bring in a couple different people. And first off, the person we'll be talking to is Jerry. Jerry, what is your perspective on education?
It's a struggle. So my family always taught me that I needed to go to college. There was no other option than college. If you were going to not choose college, you had to have a good plan after high school. A lot of my friends that I know of are all in trade school now. So it's technically like school, but then it's not really 100% college. And my friends, and it's like, some of my friends are still in college and they're keeping with it, but a lot of them found that it's not for them. And their parents and some of our teachers just never really enforced it that much, or just kind of ignored the fact that they were not going to go to college.
Me personally, school was always implemented.
Wait, where are you from?
Oh, I'm Cameron. I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, California. And for me, school was always personally implemented by my parents. It was always that I was going to college. It wasn't like really an option. And what also helped a lot too is my high school. They made it seem as if like college was the only choice. And it got around senior year when people were getting denied. They started realizing there's other options besides college. My school definitely made a big impact to send everybody to college, at least JUCO, junior college, trade school, or four-year university.
All right. And another big issue or influence on perspective of education is a parent's involvement in school. There's a study conducted in Texas in 2001 that interviewed immigrant and migrant families. What Gerardo Lopez was focusing on was parental involvement on their child's education career. One family stood out in particular, which was the Padilla family. The children of this family were very successful in school, making the honor roll and graduating top 10 in their class. Keep in mind that there's five kids in this family. But what the school was concerned with was the involvement of the parents. The parents of the five kids were not directly involved with their children's education, but what the parents did was preaching hard work. The kids had two choices, either work hard in the classroom or work hard in the field. By the parents instilling hard work in their kids, the kids were able to see two worlds and what the parents were doing to support the family. Even though the parents weren't directly involved, they still had a big influence on the way that the kids perceived education, and education was their ticket out of working in the field. Another case that looked at, it stated the more than model minorities. In 2001, Stacey Lee looks at Hmong high school students in Wisconsin. When she discovers, what she discovers is that Hmong are influenced by culture. Whether it be the Hmong culture or American culture, the study showcases two different groups of Hmong students from University Heights High School. One group called the 1.5 generation, which are heavily influenced by the Hmong culture, while the second group called the second generation is heavily influenced by the American culture. While the 1.5 generation is deeply rooted in the Hmong culture, they often get bullied by the second generation or felt uncomfortable because of the environment. In turn, this impacts their education. The 1.5 generation wouldn't show up to class because they felt embarrassed. As we can see, because of one's culture, there can be an impact on their education as well.
In conclusion, you can see that perspectives are put on by people around you and your environment. So if you have parents that went to college and they see it as important, they're obviously going to push school important as being important on their kids. So me personally, when I was in high school, our high school didn't really show interest until they saw that the kids showed interest in college and higher education. So I think that's something that really needs to stop, and we need to, all areas, we need to give the same respect on education in order to push education on other kids, because sometimes they don't have that extra push at home to know that education is as important as it is. So I think we can all see that regardless of where you're from, if you put importance on education, education is going to seem important. So we need to change this in every community.